Welcome to CrossFit Mooloolaba's Community Fitness Mindset, where we discuss how to get the most out of your training and improving your way of life. Welcome team, episode 5. I'm going to talk about pacing this week. How can we approach workouts to get the most out of it? Sort of continuing on from last week where we talked about picking the right weight to get the appropriate intention, the appropriate stimulus of the workout. So this week, how do we approach every workout? There's a bit to pacing. So first thing is we want to do what we did last week, which is establish what's the intention of this workout? What's the time frame we want to finish? Is it meant to be slow and grindy? Is it meant to be light and fast? Is it meant to be a mixture of the two? So a good coach, when they brief you this, they'll help you understand what the intention of the workout is. It's probably one of the most important things to cover off in a brief. Understanding like, why are we doing it and why are we going to do it this certain way? Once we've understood that, then we can understand that our time frame that we're working for is going to determine the pace that we want to move. So if it's a 30-minute workout, that's a long workout for a CrossFit workout, we understand that the pace actually wants to be quite slow. Because if we start off moving really fast, chances are about 5-7 minutes in, we're going to start to burn out and really slow down. And then it's going to become an absolute struggle to finish that workout. So it's not necessarily that it's a struggle that's a bad thing. It's that we're not actually getting the most out of our training anymore. So once we get that burnout stage and we're starting to really slow down, usually our technique starts to suffer and we're doing what we call junk reps, which is we're no longer hitting the right intensity. We're not using the right energy systems anymore because we burn out the appropriate energy systems that we want to use. And we're sort of like just using whatever's left. So understanding that that time frame determines the pace is really going to put us in the mindset as this is a shorter one, I'm going to go faster. This is a longer one, I'm going to go slower. So pacing is definitely a good idea. We never really want to throw pacing out the window. Even when it's a super short workout, it might be a workout that's going to be 2 minutes. So our pacing works there as well in that we're going to go really, really fast for 2 minutes. That's our pacing. Doesn't mean we go really slow and don't get a good workout out of that 2 minute workout. You know, if it's intervals or something like that, we still want to adjust the pace to be appropriate to the time frame. So that brings us to that next point, which is nearly always start slow. The only time we don't really start slow is when it's something that is super, super short. So most often where a workout goes wrong is in that first minute where we feel really good. And if you're an experienced CrossFitter, you've probably jumped on a rower or an assault bike or started running or something like that. And you've gone, man, I feel so good. I'm going to smash this workout. You know, the faster I go now, the more work I get ticked off in this first minute, the closer I am to the end. And then it's kind of like when you see in the movies and you see someone up a big ladder and they get vertigo and the distance to the ground all of a sudden springs so far away from them. That's what it's kind of like when we burn out in that first couple of minutes of a workout. Well, yeah, it's closer to the end, but then it seems so much further away because now we're really struggling to move. So always start slow. So when I start a workout, I always think, how am I going to do this in about 5 minutes' time? Am I going to be breaking every 5 reps? Am I going to be biking at this lower speed? Well, that's the speed I'm going to start at my first round. That way, I'm already set myself up for the 5 minute mark, the 10 minute mark, the 15 minute mark. I've set myself up for whatever pace it is I know I'm going to be able to maintain later on in the workout. So first minute needs to be the same speed as the middle of the workout. The only time we really want to increase our speed in a workout is right at the end. So if we pace really well, we should be able to go through, hold a consistent pace all the way through to we're about 90% of the way. And then that last 10% or 5% of the workout, we're just going to kick up another notch. We're going to finish with a little sprint. So easy way to tell, have I paced well? Is if I get to the end and I can't kick it up a notch, I've definitely gone too hard somewhere earlier on. I haven't left enough in the tank to finish. The other thing we want to do is identify what are the movements within the workout and are there any movements that we call like a bottleneck movement? So there's something that, you know, would slow us down or if we don't approach it correctly, could easily sort of blow up the engine if we don't, you know, come into it a little bit slower or a little bit cautiously or have some sort of strategy or modification for that movement or maybe scale that movement. So a good example of that might be that we have a period in the workout where we might have to jump up on the pull-up bar and do a bunch of reps, but then we also jump onto a kettlebell, or it might be the other way around. We jump on the kettlebell first and then jump on the pull-up bar, and understanding that the bottleneck might be that my grip's going to blow up when I do this little section here. Perhaps that won't affect other bits of the workout, but it might affect this bit, that after I've done a whole bunch of kettlebell swings, my ability to hang onto the bar might be greatly diminished. So therefore, to get the most out of it, I want to actually slow down and break up my kettlebell swings, so then I've got some grip to get the most out of the movement we're going to do on the pull-up bar, whether it's toes to bar or pull-ups or whatever it is. Last thing is listen to your coach's strategies. So a great coach is going to give you some strategies. They'll probably give you a couple of options to go with. And what I really recommend is always pick the easiest strategy. So for example, the coach will say, hey, we want to do this set of clean and jerks. We want to do it in one set, two sets, or three sets at the most. So you could break it up, say it's 15 reps. The coach says you could either do 15 unbroken, 8 and 7, or 5-5-5. When you're not sure, always pick the easiest option. Always pick 5-5-5 as opposed to 8 and 7 or 15, unless you really know that you're going to nail it. And then stick with that easy strategy until you get to the end of a workout and you think, you know, that was really easy. Now, most of the time, we find that we don't say that. We pick the easy strategy and we get to the end. We're like, man, that workout was hard. I couldn't imagine doing it, trying to do it in two sets as opposed to three. But once we get to that point where we've gotten fit enough and that three sets thing is feeling really easy, that's when we start making notes and go, you know what? Next time I do a workout that's similar to this, I'm going to pick a slightly harder option. I'm not going to go to the 15 reps in a row. I'm going to go to the 8 and 7 as opposed to the 5-5-5. But most of the time, we'll find that that easy strategy is usually the perfect intensity for us. All right, guys, so that's pacing. Don't underestimate it. It's probably one of the most important things in getting the most out of your training. So remember, we want to establish what that workout intention is. The coach should brief you on this. If they don't, you need to ask your coach, what's the intention of this workout? What are we going to get out of this? So understand what's the time frame. Good coaching should give you a time frame. Hey, this workout will take between 10 and 15 minutes. Remember to start slow. Always start at that speed that you know you're going to end up doing come the middle and the back end of the workout anyway. And then leave something in the tank to speed up and sprint home at the end. Identify any of those bottleneck movements when we know we're going to need to break things up and strategize. And then lastly, always pick the easiest strategy until we know that it's going to be too easy. Thanks, team. Next week, we're going to discuss, why do you even do CrossFit? We're going to get a little bit down into the nitty-gritty of understanding, why do we even turn up, what motivates us, and understanding a lot more about ourselves.